Hello and welcome to Newman Documentary, Day Number 7, Dublin, May 17th, 2025. Dear friends, one of St. John Henry Newman's most significant achievements was founding the Catholic University of Ireland in 1854. Starting nearly from scratch, aside from acquiring a medical school building, he undertook a monumental task. Newman not only articulated a compelling vision for Catholic higher education, but also managed fundraising, recruited faculty and students, drafted statutes, secured property, supervised examinations, edited the University Gazette, and even attended to practical matters like purchasing coal for the boilers. He navigated complex relationships with bishops and faculty, all the while laying the groundwork for a lasting academic institution. Today our film team visited Newman House at 8586 St. Stephen's Green in Dublin, a distinguished example of Georgian architecture with its high ceilings and ornate stucco interiors. This historic building served as the original home of the Catholic University and is now part of University College Dublin, UCD. Our host, Dr. Angelo Bottone, a philosophy lecturer and author of The Philosophical Habit of Mind, Rhetoric and Person in John Henry Newman's Dublin Writings, guided us through several rooms, sharing insights into Newman's educational philosophy. Dr. Bottone leads the Newman Studies Research Project at UCD, which supports scholarship on Newman's thought and maintains the Newman Library in Newman House. In 1852, Newman was appointed rector of the Catholic University of Ireland. That same year, he delivered a series of discourses outlining the philosophical and theological foundations for the university, later published as Discourses on the Scope and Nature of University Education. Between 1854 and 1858, he continued to lecture and write on education and university life, addressing students, faculty, and Catholic audiences concerned with higher education. In 1873, Newman compiled these works into the volume The Idea of a University, presenting a cohesive vision of liberal education. We are deeply moved by the beauty of Newman House and inspired by Newman's enduring vision for higher education. There is so much to reflect upon and appreciate. Thank you for joining us on this journey with St. John Henry Newman. Please continue to pray for the film team and for the guests who are guiding us, so that many others will come to know our Lord Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith through this documentary we are filming. Here is a prayer that you can say with us. O God, who bestowed on your priest, St. John Henry Newman, the grace to follow your kindly light and find peace in your church, graciously grant that through his intercession and example, we may be led out of shadows and images into the fullness of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.